You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome back to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio. It's our fifth instalment and time is flying by. As you know, the purpose of this little feature is to protect the environment but also biodiversity, which is why this week I caught up with Natalie Barry, Animal Care Manager with Seal Rescue Ireland, because we are coming up into the common or harbour pupping season. These kind of seals are spotted up around Dunloe, so here's the do's and don'ts when it comes to seal puppies on the beach.
Basically in Ireland we have two native seal species. So there's the common or harbour seal and then there's the grey seal. So the common seals are starting to pup. Yeah, June, end of June, July is kind of the most common you see the common seals pupping. And then grey seals start pupping towards the autumn, winter months. So you'll see them kind of September, October, November pupping. So at the moment we're getting a few calls now. They're trickling in of the little pups being born. So that's why we were kind of reaching out, trying to put out a little kind of alert to let people know that they might spot these pups on the beach and just kind of given some information about what to do if you do spot them. They tend to be more common on the west, northwest coast. So we get a lot in Sligo, Mayo, as well as reaching all the way up around Donegal. So that's why we're kind of focusing on these specific areas. For some reason, they seem to be more common on that side of the country, whereas here we get the grey seals over Wexford, Wicklow, where we are.
Well, whenever I'm scrolling through my social media, especially TikTok, I get little seal videos and they all look really cute. And so you'd imagine, especially if you have children with you, that if you see a seal pup there, the first thing people are going to do is to go over to get a closer look.
Yeah, we do get that a lot, unfortunately. I understand they are very cute, but they are wild animals. So despite them looking like puppy dogs, they will give you a nasty bite if you do get too close. So we do always recommend people to keep their distance, not only to keep themselves and their children safe, but also so not to stress out the pups, especially when the pups are really young. They'll be with their mums. Common pups will stay with their mums for the first like 6 weeks or so. So they'll follow her around. They'll be nursing still. So it's really important that they stay together for this first 2-6 weeks so they get all the nice fatty milk and all those antibodies. So we do have a problem sometimes of, if people get too close, either sometimes the mums can get scared away and kind of run away and the pups just can't keep up with them, or the pups can get spooked and run away and end up getting lost. So sometimes that does happen, which is always sad to see. So if you do see these pups, we recommend to stay about 100 metres away. Just keep your distance, take pictures, with a nice zoom camera. But we always say a good rule of thumb is if they're looking at you, if they've noticed you coming towards them, that's you're usually too close.
And it's the same with dogs.
Yeah, unfortunately we get that. We've had videos sent to us of dogs like playing with the seal, but unfortunately the seals don't see it that way. So even if your dog is being friendly and playful, unfortunately the babies just are incredibly stressed, and they find it very stressing, and they can be, as I say, scared into the water and scared away from mum. And a lot of dogs as well, their natural instinct will be to attack a small animal running away. So it does happen as well. We got a lot of dog bites, which can obviously hurt them and cause infections and everything. And as I said about the seals as well, they have a really nasty bacteria in their mouth and they can give a really nasty bite to dogs. So for the safety of the dogs as well as the seals, it's best to keep both of them separate.
Around a quarter were orphaned of the seals that you have rescued last year. Are you right in saying that?
Yes, roughly about a quarter. We do get it quite often, especially with the common pups. These pups learn everything by watching mum, so they stay with her for those first couple of months. Unlike the grey pups that are away from their mums, they're very independent. These common pups will follow their mum and they'll watch her hunting and eating, and they kind of learn how to hunt by watching her. So if they do get separated too early, they just won't really ever be able to learn that behaviour, unfortunately. Unless we step in, so then we have to step in and take the kind of place of mum and teach them how to hunt and eat. We try anyway.
If you were to come across a seal pup, then should you put it in the water? Should you leave it on land? Or what's the best course of action?
Yeah, a really common misconception that we see almost every day, it happens all the time, is people think that they can get beached like whales and dolphins. So they think if they see a seal on the beach, there's something wrong and they need to step in. And we get people, herding them or stressing them and pushing them into the water, or even sometimes with the pups picking them up and putting them in the water, which is probably the worst thing you could do. Because a lot of the time if seals are out on land, they're there for a reason. So they spend 3/4 of their life outside of the water. So people think that they're all just like living in the sea 24/7, but they actually only go in there to A, move around, and B, to hunt and eat.
Okay.
So they'll come up on land to rest and sleep. So again, if they're on land, they need that rest. They might be tired, exhausted. They're trying to conserve energy. So if we're pushing them into the water, they're using up all that precious energy trying to get away from us by being stressed. And yeah, they won't have as much energy then to put into hunting.
Okay, so what should people do then if they come across seals that they think are stuck?
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody ever comes across a seal, we say even if it looks healthy and you're not worried, but you just want to double check, we have a hotline that's open 24/7. So you can call us, text us, WhatsApp us, whatever, at any hour of the morning. I mean, the intern man in the phone won't be too happy if you wake us up at 4 a.m., but still, we'll answer the call. But yeah, so you can give us a call, and we'll always ask for pictures and videos so that our animal care team here, we can make an assessment on the pup or the adult. And if it does look healthy, we can let you know. Yeah, just keep your distance. It looks fine. Don't worry about it. Or if it is kind of maybe a pup that looks a little bit underweight or we're not quite sure, we'll get one of our trained volunteers out. So we have a huge rescue network all across Ireland of volunteers, and we really couldn't do our work without them. We're only a small centre based here in Wexford. So we just don't have the staff and the logistics to like be going all around the country. So that's why we rely on local volunteers in areas. So we'll usually organize for a volunteer local to that area to go out and assess the pup. So they're all trained on how to assess and lift pups if needed. So if we do decide that the pup might need to come into our care, now it's always the last resort. We always say, you know, we'd rather keep them in the wild if at all possible. But if we do think they're not going to make it without our help, we'll get our trained volunteers to lift the pups into a box and transport them over to our center.
And that was Natalie. You can find our handy tip sheet with a breakdown of all of that information on our social media, and there'll be no harm even saving that to your phone for when the time comes. You can also find the details for Seal Rescue Ireland on our website, and when in doubt, give them a buzz, but what the most important message is, always stay back. A big thanks to Niamh Shields for producing this episode and Therese Farron for her assistance in editing. Until next week, have a good one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.